Food, especially healthy food, is expensive. It is so hard to find whole natural fruits and vegetables at a reasonable price, and no one knows this better than Balance of Nature. They are always searching for the highest quality farms that produce the highest quality fruits and vegetables, so you can get them at a fraction of the cost. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies contain only the best fruits and vegetables that undergo an advanced vacuum cold process that preserves the maximum nutrient content. This means you get the powerful health benefits of a wide variety of fruits and vegetables without expensive trips to the grocery store. Don't wait. Eat healthy and save money by going to balanceofnature.com today or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order when you use discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted?
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you listening on a Friday. I love Fridays. You know this. My favorite day. It really is. It's my. I always perk up on Friday. I have a great show. I always say we, but I've got a great show for you today. And we're gonna kick this off today because this is so requested amongst you. And so I thought, okay, well, you're asking for it. Let's have the great Ron Gibson on and let's talk land patent, because people are really starting to understand what we're up against, Ron, and they're getting worried. And as property taxes rise, utilities rise, all these things are going on right now. And of course, we have Klaus Schwab telling everybody, you're going to own nothing and be happy. That's not how I'm happy. And so that threat, people are realizing that they might not own what they think they own. And so I welcome the great Ron Gibson. We're also going to tell you how to get his book as well to guide you through this. And welcome to the show, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. You are the aficionado. You're the guy, the go-to guy on land patent. And you've been teaching this for like, what, 30 years, 35 years?
Yeah, a little longer than that, but basically.
Longer than that? I thought that was like a long time. Wow. Okay. So I am really excited to hear from you. This is the first time I've had you on the national show. I've had you locally, and people have been just really, really begging for you to come on again. And I'm so happy to hear that because you're so full of great information. Can you kind of give us a little bit about kind of the historical rundown of the situation we're in today and how it used to look and how it looks today and why you do what you do?
Well, boy, you're kind of asking how deep's the ocean.
Where that's loaded. Measure. I know that's loaded.
But to try to make a Reader's Digest answer to that.
Okay.
I became very familiar with the value of the land as a young boy living on a ranch. My folks had a cattle ranch, and we farmed and raised hay and, you know, and while my dad was seeding the field, I'd be down playing in the dirt, one thing or another, and, you know, just day after day of that, pretty soon you see 15, 20 logging trucks going up and down the road, and you see five or six miners going up and down the road, and you head toward town, and you start seeing manufacturing of, you know, small, medium, large manufacturing. And it dawned on me very early that there was something very special about the land. And so that kind of planted the seed. And as I grew older and worked in buck bales, hauling hay in the summer to earn money and one thing or another, and saw the timber industry begin to thrive and what the miners were able to produce. And one day it realized that everything that we touch every day, from the, for the most part, comes from something that's produced from the earth. And you look at your cell phone, your glasses, your dishes, your sink, your windows, your car, and you see where I could go and go and ruin it, your toothpaste, whatever. And so the older I got, the more intrigued I became about what do we do to protect this land. And I'm a pretty avid student of my Bible, and as I went through Scripture, I began to realize that our right of land ownership is a God-given right.
And therefore,
man cannot implement any kind of rules or regulations relative to that other than the proper one, which is called the police power. Every state has what's called a police power. And that is so over-abused today, it's ridiculous. But the police power was enacted universally for the purpose that if you're doing something with your land or on your land that is a direct threat, it has to be a direct threat against the public health, safety, and welfare. At that point, then the regulatory agency or agencies, whichever, can step in and say, wait a minute, we got to figure something else out here. It was never to be used as a hammer as it's being used today. There are people losing their property because somebody else outside doesn't like what they're doing or a neighbor complained. There's no provision in law for that. And I'll read you something in a little while there that comes right out of the annual report from the General Land Office to the Senate and Congress dated 1870. And if I may quickly, let me read that to you because it's very important. And it's in my book on page 5. Hang on a second. Here we go. This isn't my doing. I took this right out of the congressional hearings. Quote, the individual title derived from the government involves the entire transfer of the ownership of the soil and water. Keep that in mind, folks, and I'm going to come back to that. It is purely allodial, with all the incidents pertaining to that title as substantial as the infancy of a Teutonic civilization. Following in the wake of this fundamental reform in our state land laws are several others which constitute appropriate corollary. Listen to this next deal having to do with somebody else turning you over to code enforcement. The statute of use was never adopted in the public land states, and hence the complex distinction between use and trust has never embarrassed our jurisprudence. Now, what that's saying is that for some neighbor to complain to a code enforcement agency that they don't like what you're doing, if you bring that situation to the courts in this day, that was an embarrassment because your property is private property. It is not public property. And therefore, because it's allodial, and I want to tell you the definition of allodial, means owing to no one, nor to any lord nor superior. Mm. In other words, if I can put it in very simplistic terms, you're the king of your land. So having said that and learning about how important the land was, that all of our products and stuff come in one form or another mm-hmm. from something that's produced by the earth. So when I went to college to become an optometrist, and then I couldn't get in, there's a 2-year waiting period. So then I went and signed up to be an engineer, civil engineer. And my secondary studies was constitutional law. And I took to that like a duck to water. I loved it. My mom and dad were very mm-hmm. pro-Constitution mm-hmm. because it had value to it. It had principles to it. It had limits on government. And I'm a pretty avid student of history, biblical and U.S. history and world history. And you find that when you have an uncontrolled government, the people have problems. And right. they're serious problems. Either the point of being executed and on, you know, the mm-hmm. rest of the
yes.
But I'm saying that, so as that grew, I got into reviewing contracts for a highway contractor that I was working for, and that led me into the mining industry of helping people draft up mining contracts. Mm-hmm. And I really got deep into the history of this land ownership and land title. And what surprisingly I found that when you go to the Bible, you will find 11 different scriptures in the Bible that God said, my people shall possess the land forever. They will inherit the land forever. And on every patent, and there are 11 different scriptures that address that forever subject. And I tell people all the time, I'm digressing here a little bit, but how does a state think that they can tax God's property? So. And the reason that I bring that up mm-hmm. is the fact that there's a maximum in law that's universal, and that is that one can only claim jurisdiction over that which one creates. The state, the county, the federal government never created this earth. God did.
Right.
So therefore, he has dominion over it. And then in Genesis, we hear there the scripture relates the fact that God gave man dominion over the fowl of the air and then the earth and the water and the fish of the sea, so on. So the chain of command to come down, it's available to us to use in a proper form, but not to be overly controlled by somebody else when you're infringing upon their property. And that's where we are today. We are to everybody wants to be in everybody else's business, and there's no lawful standing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but kind of that's in a nutshell. Really important of what I'm going to try to share, what time
yes.
you give me.
Okay, so we have about a minute until we break, and I want to explain why. So what you said, people just need to listen to that several times, I think, to really grasp what you're saying and understand what we're doing here. Because in the United States, we started charging umpteen dollars for property tax, and it was, like you said, they asserted their own authority they didn't have and power they didn't have. And now right. we're all subject to these, and so we'll talk about that in real terms, like what we can do today. And also, when you get your mortgage, you're signing an awful lot of paperwork. But Ron's going to talk about what you're actually getting and what you should be getting versus what you should be getting, because we're not getting what we should be getting when we're everybody thinks, okay, I own this home, but what do we actually truly really own is the question. And we're going to come back and talk about that. His phone number, I can give out your number, right, Ron?
Yeah.
541-621-5548. And you can call him directly. He welcomes your calls. 541-621-5548. He also has an email address, and that is DRITECRG@hotmail.com. DRITECRG@hotmail.com. You can also email him. Be right back. He's got a wonderful book. He's got two books. Well, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go. You're going to want to listen to this. This is so vital and important for you. Be right back. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Z-Stack was a gift from God. Since with God's grace, I was the originator of the protocol, both the hydroxychloroquine protocol and the Z-Stack approach, that they felt that they were getting an authentic, undiluted version of a treatment that's endorsed by me. And so it's become a real successful approach in mitigating the severity of illness, viral illness, is that it's a nutritional supplement, which it is, and that it is an immune booster. Now, what I could say is that it contains quercetin and vitamin C, which according to the NIH peer-reviewed papers is an effective zinc delivery system. And according to peer-reviewed papers also on the NIH, zinc inhibits the enzyme that is associated with RNA viral replication. And according to peer-reviewed papers, vitamin D3 in high normal levels between 50 and 70 essentially eliminates intensive care unit admissions. It's an extremely powerful immune booster or optimizing your immune system. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick. And then if you, God forbid, you do get sick, you use zinc and a zinc delivery system to inhibit viral replication, and outcomes are much more favorable. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick.
Go to katedallyradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and click on the Zelenko ad. And you'll be helping Truth and Radio at the same time you're ordering wonderful products for yourself from Dr. Zelenko. Try the new Z Flu, the brand new product that just came out that it can help you feel a little better when you have the flu and also help prevent the flu. You're going to love this product. It's called Z Flu. Look for it on Zelenko's page when you link over from my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Thanks so much.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
But don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. But don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuned in today. It's an important show, really important show. Because when you ask, you know, what can we do? Well, we have something for you to do right now to secure your property from the thieves in government. And that's one of the most important things you should be doing right now. I have the great Ron Gibson on with me. And I love Ron because Ron is one of the most sincere, wants to help you guests that I've ever known on this show. He has two books out. One is going to help walk you through the land patent. And this is a document that you probably don't have. And so Ron's going to tell you how important this is, why you need it. I know there's a lot of fear in bringing something like this, like what happens if I went to court? Does it depend on the judge, or is this sort of universally known that this piece of paper protects me and my person? So we'll talk about that too. Ron, his phone number is, because he's welcoming calls too, if you want to order his book. It's $47, well worth every penny. I'm surprised he doesn't charge more. 541-621-5548. 541-621-5548. And you can give him a call and he'll send that out to you. And Ron, let's talk about, I go and I get my house and I'm paying on this house for eternity, it feels like, but I've got this paperwork bundle and I'm signing all this paperwork, and what is missing, and what am I actually signing in my mortgage paperwork?
Well, boy, that's an excellent question. I can't even hardly fathom the boundary of that. First of all, let me back up a little bit, Katie, if I may.
Sure.
The start of our country, the infancy, the question was, what do we do with this great land that we had been God-given? And so there was a lot of debate in Washington and Philadelphia originally, and then later on into Washington, D.C. But it was finally decided that they would go, going back to Scripture, to this thing called a patent. A patent is a claim of something that belongs strictly to you. So Congress enacted the act that was created what's called the General Land Office. The General Land Office was given broad discretion about what the procedure was, the paperwork to do, what the applicant needed to do. So when they started issuing land patents, and here's what it looks like.
Okay.
They're called letter patents.
Okay.
You can't read it, but right, just to show you, there's an example in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you received that land patent, there was a waiting period from the time that you applied that you had to pay the survey number, the deal. You don't buy patented land. It's okay. Granted. That's okay. Why it's called a grant. A grant and a patent are synonymous. But you had to live on the land for 5 years, and you had to put a minimum of $500 expenditures into the improvement of that land. Now, once you did that, then the General Land Office, if they reviewed all the documents and they were correct, they were obligated by Congress's law in that enactment of the General Land Office, they had to issue that applicant the land patent.
Okay.
Now, from that point on, that then was and is to this day the only title to land that there is. Now, I'm going to bounce back and forth a little bit here, and there's a reason for it. What you just described about borrowing funds from a bank to buy a home,
mm-hmm.
all you've done is bought a permission slip that you're obligated to pay payments to an entity that never loaned you any money in the first place.
Wow. yeah.
So, but I just want to leave that out there a minute mm-hmm. because we're going to come back to it. So as each individual that received the land patent, when he traded for it or bartered or whatever means to the next gentleman down, then in essence, that patent had to be passed to the recipient of the land. The paper patent, like I showed you, and the land go together. They were not to be separated. Then we come to World War II, and right after, a year after World War II, we have the globalists that were still active then, as much as they are now. They persuaded Congress to enact called the Administrative Procedures Act, dated June 11, 1946. What that did, listen up, folks, what that did, and the intent of that, was to create a criminal syndicate. It was intended to do that by means of pushing the Constitution off the table and pushing common law off the table and establishing a federal corporation, which that had been in process many years ago back in Lincoln's era. But it was a process that they had to do. So as a result of that, then in essence, the states then were coerced by money from the federal government, of which to all the 48 states at that time is to incorporate. So the states unlawfully incorporated their state and relinquished their state sovereignty. We no longer have any states, sovereign states. They are now defined as territorial corporations. Wow. So as a result of that, they were given 7 years of which to come up with their rules and regulations that they're going to call law. They're called statutes and codes. Statutes and codes are not law. They cannot become law. And the only force and effect that they have, if you break down and yield to it, but there is no law and there is no enforcement capacity to it other than the people who are part of the corporation. So here we are today. You sign the papers to buy your home on the thing and you get possession of the home. Here's what a warranty deed does. It acknowledges that you have an equity interest in a given piece of property. And the second thing of it is that you have permission, not right, not ownership, but permission to occupy that piece of property.
Wow.
That's why they have no title. Now, I want to back up a little bit again to 1946. What happened was that once that they got incorporated and they started working on these statutes and codes, the next guy that came in after that date with a land patent in his hand, and because one of the requirements was to have it recorded, the county recorders, at the directive of the state, kept those land patents. Hmm. They did not give them back. They were to stamp them and return them, right, or to sign them and return them. So here the guy says, where's my patent? And they said, well, this is your new title. They did not know or understand what had happened to them. They had been betrayed by their own state for the sake of facilitating the globalists and all of the taking of your rights and your property. So here we are today, now when people think they own their home. Had a meeting here been early last summer in a group of businessmen, and I made the comment, kind of like I did to you a little earlier, that all wealth comes from the ground.
Right.
And a guy, one of the guys present, had seven McDonald's hamburger franchises. And he said, Ron, that's not true. And I said, what's not true? He said that all wealth comes from the ground. And I said, well, give me an example. He said, well, he said, I make about $8 million a year clear on all these seven franchises on the thing. And he said, I don't have anything to do with the ground. I said, where does your beef come from?
Right.
I said, where's your taco shells come from?
Where's your locations?
I said, where's your stove come from? And where's your glass and your brick? And I went right down the line, and he just stood there and looked at me like a deer in a headlight. And the other guys are there kind of kind of snickering, you know?
Sure.
And I said, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feeling, but, and I said, the reason that I bring that up, because now we're under attack. The producers in this nation are under tremendous attack. The manufacturers are under attack. The trucking industry is under attack. The manufacturers are under attack. The loggers, the fishermen, the whole gamut is to break this nation under this new established corporation called the Administrative Procedures Act. And what that does is make them a self-appointed government. We have no republic form of government. And that's what each constitution provides for us, both from the federal and the state, all the state constitution. And my question is this, where is it?
Right.
Why are we operating under a corrupt corporate entity rather than from a constitutional republic? So that, but I'm just saying, that's what happens is that you don't own your home. And I had a guy tell me that 2 months ago. I made it a comment to him and a couple of other guys. I said, you don't own your home. Oh, yes, I do. And I said, well, tell me how that is. He said, well, I paid it off and I got my reconveyance from the bank. I said, then show me on your warranty deed where it lists you as an owner. You will never find that on your property so-called title, the warranty deed.
What does it list?
Go ahead.
What does it list? Who does it list?
It lists you as a tenant or a tenant in common if you're married.
Wow.
That's the designation that they give. They will never tell you on that document that you are an owner, that you have the title. You only have permission. Tremendous difference.
Yeah, tremendous difference. Now, I can turn around and I can sell that property. I could reap the benefit of ownership, right? I mean, I can reap the benefit of ownership because I've sold a home. I could say, okay, this is the amount of money and profit I made off that house.
That is correct.
But
then
that's
they
it.
Take it from you on the other side through taxes.
Yes, yes, they can. And so really we only have permission. So everybody probably has a warranty deed, and that's the extent of anything really having to do with the property. And all that gives you is permission to
that is
pay
correct.
The bank for said property.
And you will pay on a 30-year note, you will pay almost three times the original value. Now, I want to mention another thing here, that your warranty deed is a trust instrument. In other words, it can be monetized. I'm going to give you a quick example. Got a friend of mine in 2017, or 2007, I take that back, that had bought a $500,000 home over in a very lucrative area called Jacksonville. Here, it's an old gold town. Mm-hmm. And anyway, a lot of money there now. But the economy kept going down and down. So he called me up one day and he said, Ron, he said, what do I do? He said, they're threatened to foreclose. I said, let's do a securitization audit on your loan. So he said, what's that? And I said, well, there are companies at that time that went and they traced your signature and the money and who it went to and how much was made. So he agreed. So we hired a securitization audit company and they traced it down 3 weeks to the day. They came back with a certified report. And of that $500,000 promissory note that he had signed at the time of purchase, had monetized over $97 million through his signature that he doesn't get a dime of, and now they want to take away the very tool that created that $97 million. So there's a whole lot of financial activity, criminal, that goes on that you and I don't normally see.
I'm going to come right back more with the great Ron Gibson, and you need this book. You really need this book. It's a guide. It'll guide you right through the process of getting your land patent that you do not have on your home. Be right back. We'll tell you why you need that land patent, too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself.
Kate Daly Show. And you know I'm going to have Ron Gibson. I begged him to stay on for next hour because I know you have a lot of questions. So we're going to answer those. And I want this to be a really thorough show today. And I want to really talk about what you can do because there are things you can do in this land of crazy that we're in and chaos right now. And there's things you can do to secure your property. And this is huge for all of us because we're all affected by this. I also wanted to mention Balance of Nature. If you don't have Balance of Nature, please go get it. Please go to balanceofnature.com online and order it right now. Order it today. Pull the trigger. We need you healthy. We need all hands on deck. And that means you as a healthy person. So please go get this because this product will give you 31 fruits and vegetables a day. I know you're not going to eat that many. I don't eat that many. And so this takes care of that gap. And you need a food supplement. This was the one I researched. This was the one that it was just mountains over the other food supplements that what they were able to give you. It's affordable. You can get 35% off and free shipping. It's amazing. So please go get Balance of Nature, and you'll find that about a week and a half in, you'll start to really notice it, and the energy kick and everything else that you get from this. And so it really, really helps. I love Balance of Nature. It's my multivitamin. So balanceofnature.com, code word Kate, promo code Kate, gets you 35% off and free shipping. I have Ron Gibson with me. We're going to take your calls in the next hour, okay, because I want him to get through this information, because we might be answering a lot of your questions as he kind of goes through this with you. And I'll give out his phone number, 541-621-5548. And his email is dritecrg@hotmail.com. And you can order his book. It's $47. It guides you through the whole process. Here's the deal. Let's talk about promissory notes, land patent, what's underneath the land. So this process, you have to get your home first and then have that paperwork in order to file for a land patent. And this is the piece of paper we do not have collective as a nation. Like not hardly anyone owns their land patent, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So they think they own it. They think it's their land, but you don't own anything even under that land. Anything from the top down, right?
There are exceptions, and that's the mineral rights. Okay. It could be either oil or gas or precious metals or industrial minerals, whatever. Those are two separate estates. So there are occasions where you may own the mineral underneath somebody else, the surface estate. So there's some issues they're having to do with the mineral.
Okay. So a person says, okay, I have my paperwork, my mortgage paperwork. All I have is a warranty deed. It doesn't actually make you the land patent owner. I think a lot of people don't understand the patent part of this. So do they need an attorney to do this?
No, they do not. In fact, you're probably better off not to use an attorney. And let me explain why quickly. Attorneys are trained and indoctrinated that this is old stuff. Attorneys are trained in law school now that they don't want you to have rights and they don't want you to own property. And that's drilled into their head over and over. And I knew that was just starting when I was going to law school. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I am not a bar attorney. I have never had a desire to have a bar card because then that puts me in a position contrary to my beliefs.
And to the crown. The crown, so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Crown of England. So okay.
So anyway.
Is this a difficult process to go through? Does it take a lot of time and filing of paperwork?
Well, let me go through the process very quickly.
Okay, sure.
And I'll tell you the quick parts and the ones that take a little bit of time. It is not a difficult process to do. It does take a little bit of time. Here's what you need to do. The first thing that you want to get a hold of 3 certified copies of the original land patent. 1, 2, 3. Of those 3, if you're going to have me do, I provide that service for putting this together. I need 2 of those copies. You keep another one, put it in a safe spot. The next thing that you need is a summary, not an abstract, but a summary of the chain of title from you back to the date of that patent.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Where does the patent come from? Who has the physical patent?
I hadn't got there,
Go ahead.
The patent, we're not creating, folks, a new patent. I don't have, none of the American people have the authority to do that. We work off the existing patent. And let me read you something off of that patent, okay?
Okay.
Down in the document, and it says, it is hereby granted to the undersigned, to their heirs, and assigns forever.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Remember I told you forever comes from Scripture?
Right.
Our forefathers through the Magna Carta to Old English law to the colonial time is where the forever kept marching through. The good Lord's keeping track of things.
Okay.
So as a result of that, that forever, you are either an heir, in other words, you inherit the land through the family, or you're an assignee. An assignee is one that you acquire the land by other means. Okay?
Okay.
Forever.
Forever.
So that means no matter who owns that piece of property or a portion of that, most patents are 160 acres or 320 acres. If you're married, it was 320. If you were single, it was 160, the maximum that you could get. So within that, over the years, it's been split up. So then let's say you got 40 acres. I'm just picking a number. At that 40 acres, we're not creating a new patent for that. We are bringing the full benefit that that patent, the existing patent, already provides. And the Supreme Court has upheld this. Hooper versus Scheimer case said if you can tie yourself from you to that patent, then you're entitled to the benefit of that patent. Now, that patent has a lot of benefit to it. People say, well, what does a patent mean? And you asked that question earlier. Very important. Number one, you have a document that's unassailable at law. What that means, nothing can touch that patent. If you go to Corpus Juris Secundum 73B, which is the foundation of law, it says that once the grantor grants to the grantee, then nothing on that land patent can be changed other than if there is fraud involved or there was clerical error. Other than that, nobody can change that patent. The reason I bring that up, because everything that's in that patent, now on the patent document, if there is a prior reservation that goes along with that land that was there before the patent was issued, it will say subject to. If you look at your patent, when you, those of you who get them in the future, look and see if there is a subject to clause. A lot of those reserve ditches, canals, different right-of-ways or whatever it may be for the mining district primarily, and a lot of it was for cattle and ranchers. So if there is a right before the patent is issued, that right is preserved to those who rightfully deserve to have that protected.
Okay.
So as a result of that, and you bring that on forward, then in essence, what you end up with is not only a piece of the true title, number one, and the only title. There is no other title to land than a land patent. A warranty deed is not a title, as we discussed earlier, not to go over that again.
Does every piece of property where houses reside in America right now have a patent somewhere? Sitting out there somewhere?
Every private piece of property is tied to a patent somewhere. Exactly.
Okay. Good to know. And who's the holder of these? Who physically has possession?
The Bureau of Land Management, the regional offices are the ones that have, that's where you have to go. Now, regional means that they're over other satellite offices. Those are called district offices.
Right.
But you want to go to the regional.
Okay.
And then you, but you have to give them the meets and bounds. And the meets and bounds, and you folks write this down, consist of township, range, section, and where you're located within that section. And the reason that's important, because that's the identification that the surveyors did when the applicant first applied for the patent. So that's the identification for the patent that you need, and you need all four of them: township, range, section, and where you're located in that section. Then when you have those four elements, get a hold of the regional office of the Bureau of Land Management and say, I want to order three certified copies of here's the meets and bounds. And they'll go get it and they'll mail it to you. They're a buck and a half a piece or something. They're very inexpensive. I've seen them as high as $5, but whatever. Now, once you get that land patent, then what you want to start pursuing is your chain of title. And it's a summary. Not all of the filler paper like an abstract is. You don't need that. We don't want it. And can't use it. All you need, let me show you what it should look like, because we have a problem with this for many of the people that send documents. They've got this folder full of papers, only three sets of documents. Here we go.
Now, the audience isn't going to be able to see this, so But I, they won't be, yeah, they won't be able to see it. But this is in the book. This is in his book. You've got to get his book because it shows you exactly what you're looking for, what you need to have, and all those four things that he just talked about describes those.
That's on page 122 and 123 in my book. Okay. And it's so simple to do and so simple to read, it's scary. So don't
Right. No, I love that. I love that. And you know, it's this process that you're describing too. Don't be afraid of this process because you're entitled to have your land patent, and we just don't understand the paperwork we get versus the paperwork they withheld versus the paperwork that we should have in our possession. It's that simple, right? I mean, you should have this in your possession if you're paying for your house.
That is correct. Because when you get to the end of the of your payment period and you spent 30 years or longer paying, and you end up, you own nothing.
Yeah.
You just paid a low 30-year rent.
Right. Right. And for all these people that are on a slim pickings income and have to pay more and more property tax because they say so. And what happens if you can't afford the property tax, they can come take your entire home, even if it's paid for by you, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
This is a problem. And so does having this patent then enable them to do that? I mean, you can say, I have the patent on this land.
Well, let me clarify that. Mm-hmm. By law, the patented land was never to be taxed because it's an unjust, it's called an ad valorem tax. An ad valorem tax means that it charged for my house is different than your house, different than Mary and Fred and Frank and Jeremy's and all of that. And the Constitution says the taxes must be uniform, like an excise tax is a uniform tax. Everybody pays the same. Mm-hmm. The other thing more important than that is the fact that the patented property was never to be taxed because it's an inalienable right to own the land. That's why I made known, that's why the forever comes from the Bible. That's what the scriptures are trying to convey. And that people here, and I've got three sets of documents that I make available for people that have me do their land patent or I sell them outright, whatever. But on that is that you challenge the constitutionality of their right to do an ad valorem tax, and they do not have a right to do that.
Wow. And does it depend on the judge you get if this ever goes to court, or is this so uniform that people recognize this but few people utilize it?
Well, the best way to address the tax issue is to file a suit against the individual perpetrators. Now, when we send documents out for them to prove that they have the constitutional authority, they never respond back because there is no response. So here they are taxing anyway. I want to tell you a little quick story.
Oh, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. We have to go to a break. But when you come back, I want that story. And also, you're going to take phone calls. So I want people to know they can call in on the line. 888-673-1450. More with Ron Gibson. He'll tell that story, I promise, when we come back. Also, he'll take your phone calls and any questions that you have. Let's stick to this subject, please. And we'll take your phone calls. 888-673-1450 when we come back in just a moment. So stay with us on the flip side of this break. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.